Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Al Hiest. Batting second, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting third, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fourth, the right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting seventh, the catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the Milwaukee Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting second, the second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third, the third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting seventh, the catcher, Joe Torre. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tony Kloninger. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Tony Kloninger. And now, play ball. Al Hiest is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hiest hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Santo hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cimoli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Cimoli moves to third. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Matthews takes first base on ball four. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a line drive into center field. Hiest settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cimoli tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Braves. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bowling scores. Matthews moves to second. It's 2-0, Braves. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Adcock strikes out. Two outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Torre takes first base on ball four. Matthews moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bauchi is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tony Kloninger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kloninger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cimoli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kindle is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hobby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matthews is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hobby. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Aaron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matthews moves to third. Aaron moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. 1 out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock is walked intentionally. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Torre is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Torre hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matthews scores. Aaron scores. Adcock moves to second. It's 4-0, Braves. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adcock moves to third. Torre moves to second. Joe Schaefernoth now pitching. Tony Kloninger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kloninger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kloninger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Altman throws the ball into Rogers, who tags Kloninger trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Adcock scores. Torre scores. McMillan moves to third. 2 outs. It's 6-0, Braves. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cimoli is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Heist is 0 for 1 in the game. Heist hits a line drive into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Aaron. Altman reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Santo moves to third. It's 6-1, Braves. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Santo scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Braves. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Aaron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aaron for the out. Matthews moves to second. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Schaefernoth batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Schaefernoth hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Adcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Torre is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Torre hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bauschi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Cloninger is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cloninger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cloninger hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Heist batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Heist is 0 for 2 in the game. Heist takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heist moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Heist scores. 2 outs. It's 6-3, Braves. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bowling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bowling bunts towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Cimoli moves to second. 1 out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cimoli scores. It's 7-3, Braves. Hank Aaron batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Aaron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Aaron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Matthews. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Matthews steals second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Matthews scores. It's 8-3, Braves. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Adcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adcock hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-3, Braves. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Torre is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Torre strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rogers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Aaron. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Ed Bauschi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bauschi is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauschi hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Aaron. Bauschi reaches second base with a double. Rogers scores. It's 10-4, Braves. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Claude Raymond now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle strikes out. 1 out. Richie Ashburn pinch hits for Joe Schaefer-Noth. Richie Ashburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ashburn hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob will pinch hits for Al Heist. Bob will batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Will takes first base on ball 4. Bausch moves to third. Taylor moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Cubs 4. The Braves will come to bat. Richie Ashburn now playing center field. Dick Drott now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 3-0. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Claude Raymond batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Raymond hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cimoli is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cimoli hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman. Cimoli reaches second base with a double. Raymond moves to third. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raymond scores. Cimoli moves to third. It's 11-4, Braves. Eddie Matthews batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Bowling moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Aaron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Aaron hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cimoli tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 12-4, Braves. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Thomas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 12, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Felix Mantilla now playing shortstop. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raymond fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bausch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bausch is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 12, and the Cubs 4. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Adcock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Torre is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Torre hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-4, Braves. Felix Mantilla, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Mantilla takes first base on ball 4. Claude Raymond is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Raymond is 0-1 in the game. Raymond strikes out. 2 outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cimoli is 3-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Cimoli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 13, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Taylor is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kindle is 0-3 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Richie Ashburn, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ashburn is 0-1 in the game. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Zimmer pinch hits for Dick Drott. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Zimmer hits a pop-up towards short. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 13, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.